Been working with the Mountain West Sports Cable TV channel lately, and seems to be doing a few Pokes games this season. Thought it might be a good idea to see if we could get him, talk to him a little bit, get his opinion on the Cowboys. And we got him right now. How are you, Todd?
Fine, thank you.
Maybe start off with the Mountain West Conference in a whole. Been kind of a lot of rumblings about super conferences. Do you have any opinion on the future of the Mountain West Conference? It seems like we tried a super conference back in the 90s, and it broke up after a few years. Do you ever think that's something we could go back to?
Well, the big difference now, of course, would be whether or not they could obtain the automatic qualifier. Back then, the money distribution was so small that they finally had to bust it up. But having said that, if they were to have, as they have it constructed right now, with the possibility of Conference USA and the Mountain West in essentially two different conferences playing a conference championship game and dividing the money eight ways in both cases, I think that's something that certainly is viable, but whether or not it comes to fruition remains to be seen.
How many Wyoming Cowboy games have you done this year?
I believe it's three, and I'm going to end up doing their last two as well. I'll have Boise State, and I'll have the bronze boot there in Colorado with Colorado State.
This year we've had wins against Weber State, Bowling Green, San Diego State, where it looked like we were about to lose. I was actually thinking there's no way we're going to win these games because the other teams were coming on so strong at the end. And that same thing happened against Air Force this past weekend, and I didn't have that feeling. I said to myself, I'm not worried at all. We have this. This is what we do. We win these types of games. Do you have an opinion on the Cowboys? Do you think they've turned the corner? Do you consider them a legitimate threat?
Well, if you mean by turn the corner, have the opportunity once again to get in a bowl game, I certainly think that the two wins on the road against San Diego State and Air Force bode well for their future. Those are, as you at the beginning of the season, you have your own assessment of the teams, and you have them take a look, and this is what they're doing. And I think that if you were to do that at the beginning of the season and said, okay, say back in August, and said, all right, let's see, Wyoming at San Diego, oh, they're not going to win that game. And then you saw Wyoming at Air Force, well, they've lost Air Force five straight years, they're not going to win that game either. Then they win those games. That, to me, bespeaks the idea that they turned some sort of corner, at least in the idea that they can win those games that are close. Now, I remember 2 years ago when they did go to a bowl game and ultimately won the New Mexico Bowl against Fresno State, they won a number of close games. Now, that season was a bit of an aberration because I genuinely believe that they might have been one of the luckiest teams in the FBS that year, the way the balls bounced. But this year, I don't think it's been luck. I think it's been quality play. And, of course, they've been very fortunate to have a star in that freshman quarterback in Brett Smith.
And it sounds like if we beat New Mexico this weekend, we'll have a real good chance of getting to a bowl game. And I just read they have a new coach, Bob Davies. Have you heard that?
I have. It's an interesting choice because they had bandied about some big names like Mike Leach, among others. And I was surprised at that because, obviously, I thought that Davey was in the broadcasting for the long haul. But Bill Curry did a similar thing after having been in there for more than a decade, deciding to go and coach at Georgia State. So Bob Davey, it's been 10 years since I think he was at Notre Dame. So I don't know all the particulars, and I can't tell you. Frankly, it did surprise the heck out of me, but Bob Davey obviously is excited to give it a try. And to be candid with you, I'm surprised that it didn't happen sooner. I mean, just the idea that, say, okay, here's the situation. We need a new guy and give him a chance to recruit ahead of time. I don't think that Coach Barlow was really going to be given any sort of opportunities.
Maybe that'll give them a little kickstart. This is just something totally new, so obviously he's not going to have hardly any influence on this particular game. Definitely a game I thought Wyoming could win going into it. Could be one of those games that sends us to a bowl eventually. We do thank you for your time. We don't want to bother you too much today. Todd Christensen, you can catch him on a couple more Wyoming games, I guess. The Boise State one in about a week and a half or so, and then when we wrap things up against Colorado State. We do thank you a lot for your time, Todd.
You bet.